Gurney's got it here, 102.3 XLC, Wes and Leah. And one thing that Gurney has, one of the many things, is Vipers basketball. We welcome RJ White, owner, back on with us. I don't know why I thought that you were in studio with us. I feel like I already know you, though.
So but we Facebook stalked her. We're going to be completely honest. When you were on with us, I think we were both looking at your Facebook.
It's well, okay.
And I became friends. It happens all the time. I became friends with her, though.
Right, we are friends.
So it's all right. I can stalk if we're friends.
Right.
So okay. RJ and I go way back.
See, let's you could add language. Her. When she was on with us, I couldn't because that's
real
creepy.
Creepy. Yeah. So, for those that don't know, though, Vipers basketball, tell us what's new. What's going on with you guys?
So, Vipers Pro Basketball is Gurney's pro men's basketball team. We are officially starting our season for the 2021-22 season. This is all post-COVID. Taking extreme measures, obviously, for safety and, you know, for families and health. But, yeah, we're back up and running. So, we're excited. First game's going to be November the 13th.
Awesome. And so, is the team already set then?
Yeah, we're pretty much already set.
Okay.
Like, we got some really key roles and key players that are on the team now where we're very confident that this season is going to be
It's your season.
You added somebody named Tree?
Yeah, we got Wayne Big Tree.
How do you get a cool name like that?
He's 7 feet, I think. Yeah, we got Wayne Tree Rollins. He doesn't play for us. He's our player development. I wish he would suit up. But
you should add me. I could be stumped next to Tree. It'd be perfect.
Stumping Tree.
Although I can't dribble with my left hand. Would that be a problem?
They'll cheat you.
Okay, perfect. I can always just go to the right.
And whatever doesn't work, Tree will get you right.
All right, perfect.
So what is Tree doing then if he's not playing?
He's doing player development.
He's
the one watching all of the film like, yo, like this guy needs to pick up on timing. This person needs to pick up with dribbling. So you got our offensive, defensive coach. So we got a strong unit this year.
What's the age range of the guys that are playing out there?
Anywhere between 18 and I say 30-ish.
Okay.
But you got to still have it. And you already have used your college eligibility. Because I'm really big with, you know, education.
Right.
Once you play for us, your eligibility is gone. So get that out of the way first. And then, you know, come talk to us.
Cool. Where's the home court at then for you guys?
We're Gurney's pro team.
Okay.
So it's Warren.
Oh,
Ullman
nice.
Campus.
The Ullman campus. My son's at the Oak Plain campus.
Oh, yeah. They're both great campuses.
They are. That's really cool, though. And you brought the whole crews in here. Well, not the whole crew, not the whole basketball team, but the coach for the Vipers in with you. What's it like coaching for the Vipers?
It's pretty cool. RJ is pretty hands-off, and she lets us use the talents that we have as
she's
coaches.
She's not Jerry Jones, though.
No, okay. Not Jerry Jones. she's not coming down on the bench and yelling at everybody and trying to dictate.
Not even Mark Cuban sitting behind the bench?
Not even Mark Cuban.
All right.
She's like way up in the stands videotaping and stuff like that. But it's a really cool opportunity, and working with Coach Washington, he's been with her the longest. So it's kind of cool.
So what coach are you then?
I'm the head coach.
And what's your name?
Melvin Allen.
Melvin Allen. All right. How long have you been coaching there?
This is year two.
All right.
Yeah, year two.
Nice. What about, you have a couple players in the house with you. What about playing for the Vipers? I know it's been different with COVID and stuff, but how long have you been playing? What's it like being on the team, man?
Well, I've been playing for about 3 years.
Okay.
About 3 years. It's pretty fun. It's a job, you know, so you got to stay in, and you can't just take any days off. Really competitive. I love the coaches. They're really on me when they need to be, and I just take it in day by day.
How do you feel about practice? I want to get an Allen Iverson. Come on, give me an Allen Iverson.
Practice? Man, practice.
Okay, practice?
Nah, for real, practice comes first, though, you know. No practice, no play.
There you go.
Simple as that.
Yep.
You went to the UK.
Yeah, UK was awesome. It was a good experience, honestly. A lot of teams, a lot of players, really good talent. We did pretty good there. 2 years ago.
Okay.
So, yeah, it was awesome.
That's cool. What part of the UK were you in? Did you get to go
London,
tour or anything?
London.
Okay.
London.
Okay.
Yeah, it was great.
You get to go by Big Ben, and they have it all covered up right now because they're working on it. Doesn't that suck? I was so excited to get to London, and I was like, I'm going to go by Big... Oh, man, they covered it in a big blanket.
Oh, man.
That's hilarious. Okay, Bernard,
do
you want to introduce where you're from?
All right, good morning. My name is Bernard Bonamy. I'm from Nassau, Bahamas.
Oh, I love the Bahamas.
It's nice up there.
Yes.
Yeah. Much warmer than Chicago.
About the same climate is here, right? No.
Way different, but
right. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's nice up there.
When did you come here?
To Chicago?
Yeah.
I got in yesterday.
Oh!
Yeah.
So weather's real different.
Yeah, real different. Yeah, it's real different.
Did they give you a coat as soon as you got off the plane?
Yeah, I had to. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Before right. I got off the plane, I put my coat on because I felt it through the plane.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, it was
sure.
Cold. But it was good experience. My first year as a Viper, but I'm excited.
Is basketball in the Bahamas big?
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
It is. It's pretty big. We have a few guys from the Bahamas that play in the NBA.
Okay.
Buddy Hield, DeAndre Ayton, those guys.
Sure.
Yeah, the market for basketball is building up. So, it's pretty good.
Interesting. I didn't know.
I
did not know.
You learn something new every day.
Speaking of, not the Bahamas, but Jamaica. The Jamaica national team for Paris 2024 is coming to Gurnee. That's exciting news.
Yes, they are. We're actually putting everything together right now. I was very surprised to get the tickets to the Olympics, by the way, because I was like, I've been wanting to go to Paris for some time.
Yeah.
I've been to the UK plenty of times, but I've been to Paris once, but I was like, tickets to add sports. That's a good, it's a blessing. But yeah, we're bringing the team here. We're going to do like a complete event with the Vipers versus the Jamaica national team.
Nice.
That's cool.
That is
big
pretty
event,
exciting.
Main event. So you'll be hearing more from me on that.
Okay. Yeah. 2024. Yeah. Stay tuned. It will be here before we know it. How can fans cheer you on? Where can we get merch? I know that you just gave Wes and I some t-shirts, which I got to tell you, usually we're like, someone take this off my hands.
Oh.
Like,
so not a quality
this,
shirt?
Not
like, yeah,
this
one.
This is actually quality. This is being repped. Yep. This is being repped. So where can people get these?
So VipersProBasketball.com.
Okay.
You'll see our whole merch line. Like, we just work with some of the top designers. Like, mm-hmm. two of the guys, they're some of the designers for the merch in the NBA. We got one of the guys, he's a designer for Burberry.
Oh, cool.
So, yeah, so he's like, we're all throwing ideas out there. And, yeah, you'll be able to go on our website and get it. And from what it's looking like, you'll be able to walk in Walmart, Target, and Meijer's.
Nice.
Within, the local area.
Yeah.
And pick up Vipers gear. Too.
That's cool. So awesome. Now, I know you guys said that the first game is November 13th. And what night is that? Is that a Friday night game?
Saturday.
That's a Saturday?
Yeah.
Okay, so Saturday night, your first game. Where can people get tickets and keep up with all the events you guys have coming up?
So, same, VipersProBasketball.com and, Facebook, Vipers Pro Basketball, Instagram, Vipers Pro Ball.
Awesome.
I'll let you close it out.
All right, well, thank you guys so much for coming in, RJ, for being back on with us. Before we let you go, though, I'm not sure if the other coach has anything to add, but we do have to ask you your Gurnee go-to, so make sure you have something on your mind.
I'm an assistant coach of Washington. I can save the best for last.
There you go.
My Gurnee go-to, nothing but cakes.
Mm-hmm.
I took Bernard to Rosati's Pizza yesterday. We couldn't finish the pizza. What else?
What? You couldn't finish the pizza? Oh, man.
But the best chicken, like Hero's Chicken, that's my favorite, though. So
where?
It's not Gurnee, but Hero's Chicken.
Oh, gosh. It's got to be a Gurnee. It's got to be a Gurnee, man.
And I say Rosati's Pizza. I like Rosati's Pizza.
Awesome. Yeah. Anybody else have a Gurnee go-to they want to throw in there? Well, he's like, I just got here yesterday. I'm from Jamaica.
I would have to say I am a fan of Portillo's. And can never really go wrong with Portillo's.
They ruin my life every day when we walk out here and I can mm-hmm. smell it when I'm walking out. I'm like,
it's like, no, you could resist the urge.
Right.
Yeah. It's just like, go out of your way. Yeah. Maybe. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly.
I'll do it. Yeah.
Exactly.
Awesome. Guys, thank you so much for coming in. Gurnee's got it. We'll continue next. Ooh La La Boutique and Spa on with us. That's coming up on 102.3 XLC.